We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Walt Northeast, what's up, Walter?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Great.
What up, Walt?
I just wanted to, earlier you guys were talking about the Eagles, not really being tested all into twice this year with Kansas City and
Carolina.
Right.
And Carolina, right. Yep. And, I think that's only halfway true, I think, because they, if they're a team that's supposed to be, winning against teams that they're supposed to be winning against, they're not only winning, they're crushing them. And I think that's, what they're supposed to be doing.
Well, what type of test is that? If they're crushing the team.
Well, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying, if the game is that easy, what type of test is that? It's an easy test.
Well, not so much a test, but you got a team that's supposed to be elite, and that's what you expect out of an elite team, to come out and crush the teams that they're supposed to be doing that. And going back to the Dallas game, NFC East games are always one of the toughest games that we play.
Come on, Walt, that game against Dallas was toothless. That was a toothless game.
I might be more of a fan talking about it right now, but I just think that, Goff and the Rams, they're good, but I think that, the Eagles are going to surprise the city and come out there and,
all right,
and, I hope
do what they're supposed to do, because I think that as a team that's elite, they're supposed to come out there and crush the teams that they're supposed to do, and then, play a little bit harder against the teams they're not supposed to.
Yeah.
But still come out with a win.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Here's the thing. See, that sounds like the argument from a month ago where we're still trying to figure out if this is a good team and whether they rank NFC, can they make the playoffs? Well, the reason why I want to see this test, because I want to see I want to have a better feeling about what they're going to do in January. If they get to the Super Bowl, I want to feel good about going up against New England and Pittsburgh. I can't feel good about going up against New England and Pittsburgh because I beat Chicago, because I beat Brock Osweiler in Denver on their third straight road game where they're ready to go back to Denver because they've been whopped the first couple of times. Like, that doesn't give me confidence. And that's how you get shocked once you get to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. You get shocked. That's why I want to see what they look like against these teams. They go through these two teams. You're not going to hear me make any qualifications about the wins.
It's going to be full speed ahead.
These are quality road games.
Yeah, these next two games are going to tell us a lot about this team. So check this out. The Eagles are winning these games against these bad teams, mm-hmm. kind of like how New England beats up on bad teams, right?
Yes.
So that's why you look at the two teams, you're like, all right, well, New England does the same thing. They just pound these bad teams into the ground. I mean, 31-3 could have been 81-3 if the Eagles wanted it to be on Sunday, right?
Yep.
But how are they going to perform against the better teams? And we know what the answer is that with the Patriots. They mm-hmm. beat them. And here's the other thing. If you look at the Patriots' schedule, they've lost a couple games this year. So it's not like that they've been flawless. They lost to Carolina. They lost to Kansas City on opening night. They'll lose a couple games during the year. You don't have to win every game.
Yep.
But yet, we don't know how they're going to react to things they haven't or we haven't seen yet.
That's the difference. When everybody brings up the other teams, it's more or less of, hey, and I love the people who say, hey, we got a good football team, just believe in it. Yeah. When you were the guy who probably said they were going 6-10 in August. So, I love the people that call up and say that, hey, they got a good football team. Well, guess what?
Well, that's Dan in Pottstown, one of our callers. He's tired of people worrying about the Rams in Seattle.
Okay.
All right, listen. It's what he says. Dan says, and we're going to talk to him right now. He says, we're better. You can be better and still lose the game.
Yeah, how about, here's what I'd like to know, John.
Who's better, the Panthers or the Patriots?
So, if you tell me, since everybody knows we're so good and this, that, and the other, anybody can be beat on any given Sunday, right?
Right.
So let's say they lose to Seattle and the Rams. So
Dan, please, no.
if that happens, then everybody should still feel like we're the best team in the NFL.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Exactly.
That's not going to happen.
That's the point I'm making. So people, and that's the difference between the Eagles and the Patriots, because the Patriots can lose two or three or four games, and people will still pick them as the favorite because they've done it before. We all love Carson Wentz and what he's doing. He ain't ever played in a playoff game. Doug has never coached in a playoff game. That's the point that we're making here, is that one has a track record of winning and the other doesn't.
Yeah, and that's why when we talk about that's why this road trip to me is really going to determine what I think their chances are in the playoffs this year.
Yes.
Right?
Like I said, if they lose both games, I want to hear everybody Monday morning after the Rams game still saying, this is the best team in the NFL. I don't care if they did lose the games.
Right. Dan in Pottstown's one of those guys. What's up, Danny?
What's going on, y'all, man? Ike, stop it, brother. Stay off the Ike juice, man. Listen, this team has too many different ways. Listen, bro. Listen, listen. I'm going to tell you what separates the Philadelphia Eagles from a lot of teams that I totally respect.
No, the good teams. Tell me what – no, tell me, Dan. No, Dan. Tell me what separates them from the Patriots and the Steelers.
Okay, the Patriots, you got to throw all the stats and everything out the window because they're the New England Patriots. I'll give you that.
Okay.
I'm talking about the NFC as a conference. There is no team in this NFC that is better than the Philadelphia Eagles. We can beat you with special teams. We can beat you with defense. And we got an upper echelon offense. There's no team in this conference that's as balanced as the Philadelphia Eagles. These kids got swag. Okay, Seattle, I'll give it to them. They're Super Bowl champions from 25,000 years ago. Like, Russell Wilson's not the same quarterback he was when he won the Super Bowl. Richard Sherman's not playing. He's past his prime. You don't got Marshawn Lynch. Like, there's a lot
So hold on, Dan. So basically, we're going out here and beating a toothless Seattle team.
We're going out, yes. But so what? At the end of the day, a win's a win, brother.
Yeah, but how does that get you? See, here's the thing. We're going to the playoffs. That's not a question. Can we beat the upper echelon teams to win a trophy, Dan? To win
absolutely
the Super Bowl?
That's
what I'm
listen,
talking about.
Listen.
Yes.
Listen, there's no other team in the NFC, Ike, that we're pretty much punched our ticket to the Super Bowl, in my opinion. And, I mean, every week we face a new challenge. These kids got swagger, brother. They're playing with house money, Ike. You know what I mean? Like
money.
We already exceeded our expectations for this season. And a lot
they're not playing with house money.
Come on, Dan. What are you talking about?
You got kids on this team that weren't even, like, people didn't even look at them.
You know what?
Look at this second.
Dan, you know what I hear? I hear a built-in excuse.
There's no built-in excuse. We're
You just
going,
said they're playing with house money.
Yeah.
They exceeded expectations.
I don't even want to get into that portion
you just
of it.
Said
but
that.
Like, think about it. You start off with $100 playing blackjack, right?
Yeah.
And now you got 10 grand. Does that mean you're going to risk $10,000 and be okay if you lose it? No!
No!
Of course not.
Exactly.
You're not playing with house money right now. You're playing for the Super Bowl.
You got an opportunity to take advantage of a quote-unquote down year in the NFC, no Aaron Rodgers. Seattle's toothless. Dallas is falling off.
This isn't the NBA where you have a great season, but you know you're not beating Bron or the
Warriors
or whatever.
Exactly.
And you're happy that you're taking that next step. That's house money.
Yes.
This is not house money. This is you right now you're 10-1. You better get to the Super Bowl. That's for damn sure.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? All right, so check this out. Last night, Vince Quinn, Ike, my former nighttime producer, but he also is a host on the station, does BGN radio and all that good stuff. So he did overnights last night for Big Daddy. And I heard that there were some angry texts because Vince did two things. He came out and he said, well, yeah, Tom Brady probably should win the MVP because he has a better stats and everything than Carson Wentz. And people were like, don't say that, Wentz! You know, going crazy. But he also said something else, which was he did a Russell Wilson versus Carson Wentz type of comparison. And here's how I'll do it for this show. Because I don't think there's one GM in the league right now that would take Russell Wilson over Carson Wentz for the long term. That if you were doing a draft right now of players, if there's one, they're dumb GMs and they'd be out of the league in a couple years.
Is that because he's younger or because he's better?
Prototypical quarterback. Russell Wilson's 5'10". He's a great player. I love Russell Wilson. I'm a big Russell Wilson fan.
He's been in two Super Bowls. He's won one.
He's won one.
Yeah.
Yep. And that was him.
At 5'10".
He's an amazing player.
I know a lot of 6'7" quarterbacks that can't win. 6'5" quarterbacks can't win.
He's an amazing player.
Okay.
Right? I'm a Russell Wilson fan.
Mm-hmm.
If you're starting out your franchise right now, you're not taking Carson, or you're not taking Russell Wilson over Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz is the exact match of what you want from size, athleticism, speed, and then also the head for the game. Wilson has the head. He has the athleticism for sure. He's got the arm. He's only 5'10".
Yeah, I hear you.
So that's why I take Wentz. Anyway, so I think he was saying Wilson over Wentz,
mm-hmm.
but here's how I put it.
By
right?
the way, I agree with you.
Okay, good. So, but if we were,
I've just been a little devil's advocate there. I agree with you.
But you got me thinking. Like, all right, am I on the wrong side of it here? Because he has been two Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. But so check it out. But that's long term. Right now, right? You know how ESPN comes out with their tiered quarterback thing. So they'll have like tier one is Brady and Rodgers, right?
Uh-huh.
Like
uh-huh.
They're the top tier quarterbacks. Maybe Drew Brees. Maybe Drew Brees?
Yeah, me and my top tier. Yeah, I always have Brees, Brady, and Rodgers.
So they're
that's elite.
Okay.
That's elite. Nobody
elite
else
guys.
Nobody else is in that category.
Tier two.
Yeah.
Who's tier two?
And that's where you get your Wilsons, your Roethlisbergers, those guys. Who else would you go?
Your Matty Ice? Or is he a tier three?
He has an MVP. I guess you got to put him in that tier two.
Was in the Super Bowl last year. A couple fools will say Cousins based on his stats, which is ridiculous. He's not tier two.
Doesn't win enough to me. Doesn't win enough.
So is Carson Wentz in that second tier?
Has a chance to be.
So that would mean right now Wilson is the better quarterback if you're ranking it as far as what
tiers.
They've accomplished and where they are right
now.
Not going forward, where they are right now.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson should be ranked ahead of Wentz.
I got to give it to him because of what he's accomplished.
Right. Yeah, and you didn't even have to answer it like that. You just said, well, Wilson's definitely tier two.
Yeah.
Wentz, we're talking about if he's tier two, right?
He is this year.
Yes.
Yeah, some would say he's tier one, but he's not.
No, he's not elite yet.
He may put up better numbers, but he ain't Brees, Brady, or Rodgers.
He doesn't have the completion percentage and that kind of stuff. And I don't want to go too much on it because Sam Bradford was 71% or whatever last year.
Right.
But Brees is over 70%.
Which is amazing.
It's not you can throw 60% anymore. You really need to be 64, 65, 67, and on up. So Ben had his tiers of Brady, Rodgers, Brees, Wilson, Ryan, Cam. He's not a tier two quarterback. I should just end it with that.
Cam?
Cam's not a tier two. Now, come on. Oh, get that smile off your face, man.
And I hate Cam Newton.
I'll call it Wilson, Ryan, Ben.
No, you can stick with Cam.
Okay.
We'll change it to
Ben.
You can make an argument for Cam. Well, Ben is definitely a tier two.
Yeah, you could definitely make
an
argument. Ben's definitely two.
Yeah.
You could definitely make an argument with me that Cam Newton was a tier two quarterback.
Right.
And I'm ready to argue that. No. Cam's a good quarterback. I never want him on my team.
Okay. Me either, by the way.
I'd never.
But I'm trying to respect the fact he's won an MVP and gone to the Super Bowl.
He's won some games, like every year he seems to win games.
It's like every other year, right?
Yeah, one year
is good, one year is bad.
Huh. So you're pretty much saying right now Russell Wilson is ranked ahead of Carson Wentz.
On performance this year.
Well, just right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have to. Yeah.
888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. I backed you into saying
you
that.
You did.
Because if I would have asked you originally, you wouldn't have said it.
I probably wouldn't have said it, yeah. Got to see what I'm working with right now.
Yeah, I got you.
I like it. I like it. I'm okay with it.
I got you. But you know what? It's hard for me to argue that.
Yeah. I was going to say, all you're going to do is force me to put up a legitimate argument for him.
I just want people to be mad at you. I that's fine. I'm letting them do the dirty work. I don't want to argue with you about it. All right? Marks and Reese. Hey, we have Brock Heward coming up next, right?
Yes.
Does radio out there, 710 ESPN, and former Seattle quarterback. You also have a college connection with him, right?
Yeah, Brock, he beat the brakes off me in the Aloha Bowl.
Oh, the Aloha Bowl?
Yeah, the Aloha Bowl.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.